right here now. Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer got started in the western part of North Dakota yesterday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Melissa Hammer has more.
Out on the Red River Farm Network's Crop Tour presented by Pioneer, the second stop of the day was with Paul Hagen of Mid-State Ag out of McCluskey, North Dakota. Hagen said the beginning of the season had to be timely.
It was cold, it was wet. When I put this plot in, it took me 2 days to put it in because I got chased out by rain. Evidently, I must be a fair weather farmer because I have no cab, no lights. So it was get it in between thunder showers and got it in. And Jeff has done a phenomenal job of keeping it clean with the Enlist traits, using Enlist 1 or Enlist Duo 2,4-D. There's no kochia or anything in here, so it's a nice, clean field. It's fun to walk in.
Hagen is looking for growing degrees going forward to finish out the season.
Oh, yeah, it's been up and down. We've had a lot of moisture, which everybody's thankful for. We could use some good old-fashioned sunshine, though. Our GDUs are down. We're probably around, about 150 degrees where we should be right now. I think the last I looked last week, a report from Larry Lunder was we were at 1870, so we're about 150 down from there. But this coming week is supposed to be promising warm, sunny weather, so that will help a lot.
Reporting Agriculture's Business on the Red River Farm Network, I'm Melissa Hammer.
And that Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer continued to move west Monday. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has more.
The final stop of the day for the Red River Farm Network crop tour presented by Pioneer was with North Shore Seed at Garrison, North Dakota. Jason Foss says it was an unusual start to the year.
You know, up here in Garrison, we saw a lot of moisture in the spring like everyone else did. Very, very wet May and June, and there were a lot of obstacles, but we started with moisture, which in the last 4 or 5 years we haven't been used to. So it was kind of a nice thing after they got rolling that we had some moisture to start with.
There was a time every third day it seemed like we were getting some rain.
Yeah, you know, and then after that shut off, I'd like to talk to the person that runs a spigot because we really could use some moisture. I know guys in harvest now are not wanting to stop for any moisture, but we have some late season crops that could really use another shot.
The canola harvest is underway in this Garrison area.
The crop's looking really good. I think we've had some stress because the yields are there. They're better than average. However, they were expecting to be better with the way the year started off.
Let's talk about corn in this area. What's the season been like there?
Again, starting off with some really good moisture, and we were struggling for the GDUs. We got it here late in the season, and now again we need some moisture. But from what I've seen, I walked a cornfield earlier this morning, and it's looking really good.
The Red River Farm Network will be moving northeast. We'll be starting our day at Rock Lake, which is in north central North Dakota today. The Red River Farm Network Crop Tour is presented by Pioneer. I'm Don Wick.